Yep, roger. Yeah, like I said, Andrea and I would probably be, you know, really, really ideal candidates to try it. But unless I had a garage that I kept, you know, at 40 degrees, I never let it get down to freezing, you know, and I could keep the elements and everything off the vehicle and had the charger in there, I wouldn't even attempt it. You know, I want to make sure I gave it every chance to give me the performance, you know, if it could. But, yeah, like I said, for the kind of running around we do, you know, we would be a good candidate for, and I still wouldn't want to go 100% electric. I still got this wheelie kind of, wheelie feeling. So, but a hybrid, I could do a hybrid, you know, in a situation, you know, for the way we go. And, you know, I might never have to buy gas, which is kind of cool, you know, which is, you know, but, again, it's awfully complicated. It makes radios very difficult, you know, and stuff like that. So in the end, in that respect, I'm not a good candidate unless I'm not going to do anything with radio in it, blah, blah, you know, et cetera. So at least that's what I've heard. I've heard it so bad that AM radio is just a thing of the past now because they can't get working in these cars with all the switching supplies and things like that going on. I don't know. We can debate back and forth all day long. I do say there's a place for the technology, and I even believe on the roads as our personal vehicles, there's a role for you know, a good number of them, if the people want them. You know, so if they make something, you know, that's not at a premium that people object to, and it's you know, it's good performance and stylish, you know, if it checks all the boxes and you're a candidate for it, your operating procedure checks it, then great, go for it. And they should be working on something like that. But, yeah, there's just so many caveats and so many things, you know, that are just flat out, you know, screwed up that it's got to get worked out. I'm fairly confident it will get worked out, but it's a ways off. any talk of, by 2029 or 2030, yeah, slow your roll there, sharp partner.
True. Something to think about with the hybrid angle is old gas. I mean, yeah, you'd probably be able to putz around and do, you know, 95% of your trips on just electric, but that means that gas just sits there. In today's day and age with the ethanol and the gas, that stuff wreaks havoc on fuel systems. So that could cause its own set of problems. And then you have the complexity of the powertrains. You have two complete sets of powertrains in one vehicle, so you got kind of twice the chance for the things to go wrong. And the stuff you were complaining about in an electric car, about, you know, you don't can't have an AM radio station, well, that would somewhat apply to a hybrid vehicle too, because, you know, you've really increased the amount of computers and whatnots that are located in it, especially on the big electric cars, because, like, you know, each individual pack in the big pack, because there's going to be multiple cell packs in a electric vehicle, each one of those has its own computer. And then all those computers are tied together and monitored by one bigger computer. And, yeah, there gets to be a lot of computer noise.